Before I get to where I'm going with this one, let me clarify something. I'm not really either pro-choice or pro-life. I've never shaken a sense that abortion is always a tragedy and sometimes a sin. But I'm also sure government has no business dictating to women or couples what should be done about a pregnancy. Under standard political rhetoric, my position would be termed incoherent. I don't agree. Some deeds that a broad group deems morally wrong still aren't fit for government regulation. Adultery, for example. Looking at the abortion debate, I see others whose positions strike me as truly confused. That would include politicians who carry on about the rights of the unborn, then seem to lose interest in the welfare of children after they are actually born. Here's an axiom of sound legislating. Sometimes the best way to achieve your goal is not to ban a behavior you dislike, but to encourage the behavior you favor. In this case, that behavior is cherishing and nurturing children. So here's my modest proposal to reduce abortions in America while helping those children grow into healthy, productive citizens. Some aspects of it may prove impractical, but consider it a thought exercise. When a woman seeks an abortion, instead of mandating she be told medical lies, lay out for her this alternative. If you agree to have the child, you will get a $100,000 payment from a grateful nation. Whether you keep the child or give it up for adoption, for the first 4 years of the child's life, her caretakers will receive a payment equal to the average household income in the home state. The child will be guaranteed a slot in a high-quality pre-K program. Next, K through 12, the child will get a no-strings voucher equal to the average per-pupil spending in the home state's public schools. Then, free tuition at a home state public university. Sound expensive? Maybe. But every unborn life is infinitely precious, right? And no price should be too high to uphold a bright line moral value, correct? Estimating this program's outlay in a back-of-the-napkin way, I came up with $226 billion a year over the first 10 years, with the tab growing over time. I'd love to do this for all kids, but this is one way to begin. For context, the annual defense budget is just shy of $500 billion a year. National spending on prisons is about $90 billion. I think this program would yield far higher economic, societal, and tax dividends than those other two. I'm ready to pay my share of higher taxes to make it happen. What do you think? I'm Chris Cetullo.